This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Company is one of Stephen Sondheim's best-known musicals, one that still feels fresh and relevant more than 40 years after it first premiered on Broadway. And now, performing arts company Pan Productions is staging company in Malaysia for the first time, from the 12th to the 14th of July at the Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre. And joining me today to talk about the show are director and choreographer of the production, Nell Ng, and performers Peter Ong and Junji Delfino. Thank you for joining me today, guys. How's everyone doing?
Hello. Thanks for having us. Yeah. This is great.
So, Nell, what drew you to wanting to do company in the first place?
Life story.
Relatable, is it?
I think we can all relate to that. You know, you're of a certain age group, and all your aunties, uncles, and all the machi bawangs. Why are you not married? Why are you not married? When are you getting married? Get married. Da, da, da. Same old, same old. So, you know, no, seriously. Company is a very, very good musical because of its music, and it's very poignant because Stephen Sondheim writes very real things. So that's why we like Company. That's why we decided to stage Company. And Peter has done Bobby before. So, you know, it will be a revisit for the old boy.
It's cheap.
you played Bobby in Singapore, right?
Yes, I played Bobby in Singapore. That was back in 2012. So 6 years later.
When I was 26.
So tell us about Bobby. He's the, you know, the protagonist.
He's the protagonist. Well, basically, he's a middle-aged man, an urban male.
What does that mean?
Yeah, he's a middle-aged urban male, single, and all his married friends are desperate to see him settle down.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not that he's got any problems meeting girls. He's dating three girls.
Player.
Simultaneously. But it's the issue of, you know, like, will marriage really work? Does marriage work? You know, I've seen so many failed marriages. You know, why do you guys want me to go down that path of pain and anguish and despair and, you know, what's wrong with my life as it is now?
And I suppose that's actually one of the ironies of the show, which is that all his married friends who are sort of telling him to get settled down are themselves struggling with their own marriages.
Yes, she's done it three or four times.
Yeah.
Yeah, next year they're going to stage another one with me in the lead, and I am going to be telling all these people who want to get married, why do you want to get married? Why? Tell them, lick a rock and knock your head.
Walk into the wall is easier. We are pro-marriages, happy marriages.
Yes,
we believe
I'm happily married.
We believe in happily ever after. Really. Really, we do.
And Junji, you know, appropriately enough, you play one of Bobby's friends.
Yes.
Who is in a difficult marriage, one can say. Tell us a little bit more about Joanne.
Actually,
Joanne's probably one of the
She's a difficult person, but she's not in a difficult marriage.
Yes.
The husband is.
Played by Ali Zakri alias. The A in the pad.
That's right. And Peter is the P and Nell is the N, yeah? So tell us about Joanne, your character, Junji.
Joanne is a wild one. She's a crazy character. She's a mouth and a half. She's a drinker. She tells it like it is. She's very black and white, no gray areas about her. And she and Peter are close. They're drinking buddies. They're party people. She's been married about 3-4 times, so she's an expert. She has a PhD. So, you know, it's very interesting because there's 5 couples. So Zakri is playing Larry, it's my husband, we're one of the couples, and then there's 4 others, and very nicely juxtaposed you know, the different dynamics between that couple and versus this couple and that guy. So do come and see.
And Stephen Sondheim's musicals generally are extremely layered and very complex. They're never just about one thing.
You don't say.
What would you say Company is actually about? What is it trying to say?
Finding yourself first and foremost. Mm. Because you can't find happiness or love in anyone else except yourself. I think that's what we discovered during the rehearsal process, that Bobby is actually quite lost.
Mm. Yeah. I think there's a line which one of his friends tells him, you know, wish for something, want something, you know, because most of the time people go through life, I guess, not really, well, afraid of wishing for something or afraid of really wanting something, because then if you really want something and you don't push for it, then you feel bad when it, you know, when you don't get it. Yeah, when you don't get it, it slips through. So most people rather not go through, you know, go through life not wishing or wanting for anything, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's a very interesting observation that Sondheim makes. Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, it was first premiered 40 years ago.
Yes, 1970.
And yes, when it premiered, it was sort of lauded as being one of the first musicals to deal with these very real adult themes. Mm. Do you still think that that's something that will continue to surprise or hook the audience today?
Perhaps not surprise, but act as mirrors, because most of the time we go around not wanting to see the real selves. So, you know, what we do when we do theatre, we really pour our heart and soul into it. So when audience comes to the show, they feel us rather than they watch something which, you know, is so typecast, it's so cliché. But I think it's the feeling, the energy exchange that we are looking forward to.
Mm. And as director, what is your approach to the production? How does one even begin to direct a Sondheim musical, you know?
One has to be crazy. One has to lose sleep.
Although it's not your first time. You've done Into the Woods.
No, I love Sondheim because it's so real. You know, it really hits the nail on the head and it gets you thinking. And his words inspire me. And I do many private sessions with my actors. All those sessions really, really inspire me to give more to the production. It's not just what you see on the surface, you know. I mean, Company has been done so many, many, many times. But I think Penn has a fresh look at it and it turns out quite nicely, I must say. I'm very proud of them. They've all given every bit of whatever they have inside.
I mean, Pan actually has, if you look at the kinds of shows that you've done, you seem to run and take on those shows that most people would be kind of wary to, things like Cabaret and Into the Woods, Producers, now you're doing Company. What draws you guys to these shows?
Well, they're basically repertory shows. So I think it's quite crucial for Malaysian performing arts companies to do more repertory work, simply because it's not only good for the audiences to be able to see Malaysians do these kind of challenging works, but it's also good for Malaysian performers to be able to take these difficult roles on, stretch themselves, because it really is a stretch. I mean, oh my God, is it a stretch?
Ask Junji.
No, yes. Because Junji, this is your first time working with Pan.
She's leaned back and her eyes are closed.
You're taking a nap.
She's contemplating.
Yes. I am so rolled. Stretched, you won't believe it. No, it's been a very, very fun process. I've known Nell for many
years. Not that long. We are very young.
Nonsense. Yeah, you want me to go into numbers now, is it? Okay, let me count back the years. Yeah, so I've known her since back in the days of Instant Cafe Theatre when we worked together. But I've never worked in a production with her. And I have to admit, I really am having a wild ride with this one, because she takes you on a different journey. I've had the privilege of working on a number of shows, theatre shows, productions and all that in the last few years, but her approach is very, very different. You know, she digs really deep and she has like, you want private session? And I'm like, huh? What do you mean? What? And those private sessions are really, they're great, you know, and So you go for rehearsal, and then you finish, and then everybody goes, okay, bye, 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 see you tomorrow, or whatever. Belum sampai rumah, there's a WhatsApp, homework. What? What homework? These are all like new uncharted territory for me. And then she'll throw out all these questions, you know, what do you think of this, what are you, who are you, what, da, 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 what is your color, la, what is your this, what is your that. I'm like, yeah. What did I bite into? But it's really been it's been a very interesting process, and it helps you be more focused on characterization. What makes your character tick? Why does she say that? Why does she do this? What is she thinking? You know. So hopefully that Joanne that people will see will be something. Or someone that they can relate to, you know. There's a little bit of each and every character has a little bit of somebody in them. So,
yeah, he writes very good shows for an ensemble cast, meaning to say that every single role is there for a reason. There's truly no small role in any of his musicals.
Yeah.
Even in this musical, you know, there's no such thing as a small token role. Mm. You know, because every single word you say is so crucial and so critical.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why we've spent so much time digging, because even in the lyrics that we sing, every line has a journey, literally. So for a performer, that's tough, you know, because most of the times when you do something like, I don't know, The Sound of Music or The King and I, you sing a really nice melody, and, you know, and ta-da, the nice melody and the nice delivery solves all your problems.
Yeah.
Whereas this time, you sing the nice melody, which sometimes is very difficult to sing also. Then the timing also like relieve one kind. Then you got the words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's another character who's singing something like a counterpoint to what you're singing. Yeah. And you're like, oh my God, Stephen Sondheim, what are you doing to me?
And who are some of the other performers in the production other than Peter and Junji?
We have Ali Zakri alias as Larry. We have Sabrina Hassan.
Nikki.
Vail Wong, Nikki Palikat, plays one of Bobby's flings, for old time's sake. We have
Dina.
May Alyssa. We have Lin Tan. We have Vail Wong, Michelle Tan. And these are very seasoned performing artists for the theatre especially.
And as Peter mentioned, in all of Sondheim's works, and particularly in Company, that dynamic between the cast is so important. How do you go about getting this to happen behind and on stage?
When we cast our people, we go for their personalities first rather than their talents. So their energy has to be right. You know, because we need to live with each other for a few months, and then we get to work. There is a good mix of experienced ones and fresher ones, and some of them are actually taking roles that they've never done before, or they didn't think that I would cast them in that specific role, because in their head it's not, oh, I can only do the other type. So they are also having a fun time discovering their capabilities.
I'm speaking to Nell Ng, Peter Ong, and Junji Delfino, who are currently involved in putting up a staging of Company by Pan Productions. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
It's the little things you do together, do together, do together, that make perfect relationships. Hobbies you pursue together, savings you accrue together, looks you misconstrue together, that make marriage a joy.
Welcome back. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. I'm speaking to Nell Ng, who is director and choreographer of an upcoming staging of Company, and Peter Ong and Junji Delfino, who will be performing in that famous Stephen Sondheim musical. So, it is a musical, and you know, music is an essential part of what makes Company. What are you guys doing in terms of bringing that Sondheim feel to the stage?
Sondheim's feel is always Sondheim is very peculiar, because when you first listen to his music, you think, oh, okay, it's not that difficult. But actually, really, it's very, very difficult.
He makes it sound easy.
Yes. For Company, we've got Lo Wee-Lee and Koo Kersin, our two music directors, to bring this score to life. Because as you mentioned before, it was composed in the 70s. So some of the voicings can sound dated, so they need to contemporize it, which I think they've done really well. But also it's to help the singers, because we have really good singers. It's a cast of really, really good singers. And the point is to make all these good singers sound like a really tight ensemble. That's really hard to do.
When you separate
really
them,
hard to do.
It's good.
But when you try to,
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, when you have like 14 soloists.
Individuals,
Yes, like, all like, okay, oh, it's a nice long high note. You know, someone has got to go, well, guys, blend. Thank you. Cut them at the same time. Thanks.
I see.
So it's a lot of that. Because it really is an ensemble show. The music itself, we've been spending a lot of time working on the music, because not only is the music complex in the way that it's written, sometimes it's also very difficult to sing. I don't know about how Junji finds her songs, but I find my songs very difficult to sing.
And he sings a lot.
And even though I've sung it before, but now that I'm revisiting it again, and I actually have not sung these songs since 2012, because not even for reviews, because I'm like, I can't, it's really difficult to sing. So it's been good getting into a process and getting these two music directors to help me get through these songs, because it's difficult. And on top of that, you've got the lyrics, which you have to deliver clearly and honestly.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of headache. It really is. I don't know about how Junji feels. Well, maybe Junji can tell me how she feels about her epic song. She's got like an epic song, The Ladies Who Lunch. I mean,
oh,
and it's done by all the Broadway divas.
Yes.
Like, every single Broadway diva, you know, is like, I want to play Joanne. And we have our very own Junji Delfino here.
Woo! So no pressure there.
None at all whatsoever.
No, the music, like Peter mentioned, the music is very complex. And it really, for it to transcend into a point where you get the audience to really watch and listen, I suppose the actors really have to make it, like, take in those songs until it's right down your bones, you know? Like, you really, really have to feel it and live it. I'm married. I have kids. So I have my own experiences that I can put into the songs that I do. But there are other performers who are not, they're single, but they have to act married and they have to know how it feels to be that. So it can get very, very, very challenging in that sense, you know. And his music is, it's not easy, it's very complex, but it's when you get it, so beautiful. So we're all trying so hard to really, like, okay, it's got to sound really, really tight. But there have been moments where, at rehearsals, where you get those glimpses of
goosebumps,
and so we know that it will happen. It will. It's happening. It's been happening. But it will be hopefully there on opening night.
Do you have a favorite song to perform for both of you?
It's very difficult. I've been asking this one question to all the cast members. If you had to choose just one song out of the whole
canon,
you know, of Company, what would it be? I'm like, oh.
So okay, you've been asking, but you don't have one either?
I my particular favorite is not my song. It's it's Sorry Grateful.
Oh, that's mine too.
Oh, really?
That's really, really my top favorite, because it's so honest, it's so real, and it really, that's exactly what marriage is. That's how you would feel if you were, you know, because you have your ups, you have your downs, you, but it's all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got to be grateful for what you have, you know.
And you're also sorry for
and
what you have.
And you're also sorry for what you have. You're sorry, grateful.
Yeah. Regretful, happy. So, yeah, it's a lot of this, like, complexities, right?
Yeah.
But with just two words, Sondheim manages to summarize everything. That's
really encapsulates the whole...
That's why he's genius.
He's an alien, that's what I say.
Yeah.
And Nell, do you have a favorite song from Company?
Being Alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not about just living day to day, you know, but to really being awake and taking charge of your life. Yeah, it's not about what everyone else wants from you. It's what you want from yourself.
And Nell, you know, you are director as well as choreographer, and we've been talking about the music, so which kind of leads us to talk about the dances, but Company isn't exactly just a dance through. There's a lot of sort of stuff happening.
Well, the cast are excellent. They'll be doing Swan Lake next month. So come.
I am the swan that jumps into the lake and never resurfaces. Okay.
What is it like to work on the choreography for Company?
You want the truth or
the truth? Your voice, I think, says it.
It was fun.
Okay.
It was also challenging because we need to accommodate. We need to accommodate different age groups and to make sure they synchronize, you know. So it's nice. I usually don't try and make them do things that they cannot do. So it's more for the team rather than solo artists, you know. So Peter doesn't get to do his Russian split.
Oh. And what a loss it is for all of us.
Sorry.
I don't think my insurance covers it anymore.
How much do you take from the Broadway stagings or other stagings of the production?
Nothing.
So
I think
you work on it from scratch?
Yeah.
And that's sort of a challenge as well, because people have seen these songs, you know, not just sung, but performed and staged in so many ways.
I think being true to our own interpretation of the show helps so that it gels, it flows, and then it's not just taken out of somewhere and out of a sudden like that. Yeah,
And Peter, you know, you played Bobby previously in Singapore.
Yes.
In 2012, right? What has changed since then and now for you? Are you approaching the character differently?
Malaysia Baru.
Yeah, Malaysia Baru. Shabbat semua. Yeah, I think with age, it always helps as a performer with age, because when I was cast as Bobby in 2012, I was smack at that right age, which the character was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And now, 6 years later,
Uncle.
6 years later, yeah, but it does give you a completely different perspective. So the age-old advice that you should always play below your age rather than, you know, above or even at is really true, because I think now the songs resonate a lot more with me.
Mm-hmm.
Which helps. I think it'll be a very different kind of Bobby. But also, it's really one of those shows which is so versatile. You never get a show that's as versatile as this, hardly. You know, something like The Sound of Music, for example, cannot be just plucked out and reset in KL. You know, you can't, you know. The King and I cannot be plucked out and set in New Zealand, you know. But Company is one of those things where you can just pluck it out and put it in a different time period, in a different location, because it is so universal. And I think that's doing a show like this is rewarding for everyone involved, because it is very challenging to communicate the truth effectively.
So are you resetting the story in KL?
Yes.
Ah, very interesting.
So it's based in KL.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we are keeping to the script. It's just a certain change of references. Yeah.
And what about in terms of what it will look like on stage, the sets, the visuals of it? What can the audience expect?
Surprise.
But it will be a sort of KL-inspired experience?
Yes, so.
A very KL Malaysian inspired.
And for Peter and Junji, do you have particular scenes that resonate with you?
Oh, Wow.
Or particular sequences that, you know, just every time you play it, it sort of just, gets to you, you know.
Yeah, I do. You have to come and watch. I cannot blah, 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 because, you know, that's the surprise factor. No, yeah, definitely. We have come a long way since day one of rehearsal, since the reading.
Can.
Yeah, I remember going for that reading and reading that same scene. And then a month and a half later, I'm like, oh, so it was supposed to be like this. No, but yes, there's one particular scene in the nightclub. It's the last scene before his epic song to close the show. You have to watch it, lah. I cannot say anything.
Now that's a very powerful scene for me too. It's a scene which
it's sort of a transformative scene for Bobby in many ways, isn't it?
Because it leads him to the final dawning of realization, and you know it's always darkest before the dawn. So it's literally about getting to rock bottom and hopping on that journey to rock bottom and hoping that you'll come out and see daylight again, you know, and not get lost in that rock bottomness. Yeah, so that's a very challenging thing to play. But I think that's also true for most of Sondheim's roles. You have to, as a performer, you have to want to charge towards that rock bottom and very honestly and openly as well, because unfortunately, the way he writes things, it leaves you very exposed.
Naked.
Yeah, naked.
Yeah. So you can't get any more rock or bottom than Joanne, right?
You might be selling the show slightly differently from me. Not literally, guys.
Yeah, but it's
all metaphor.
Yeah, but I'm blessed because I have wonderful colleagues. It really is. It's lovely to work with the Malaysian cast because there's a camaraderie. And especially for a show like this, where there's such a strong, and it's all about company, you know, and about company is love, company is life, you know. Phone rings, door chimes, in comes company.
Yep. Right? No strings, good times, room hums.
Room hums, company, you know.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
I've been speaking to the people behind an upcoming production of Stephen Sondheim's musical Company, director and choreographer Nell Ng, and performers Peter Ong and Junji Delfino. The musical by Pan Productions will be showing at the Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre from the 12th to the 14th of July, and tickets are priced at RM158 and RM178, available at ticketpro.com.my or the KL Pack box office. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcast on our BFM app, which is available on the App Store or Google Play. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
I've done it 3 or 4 times. It's people that you hate together.
Baked together.
Gates together.
That make marriage a joy.
It's things like using force together.
Shouting till you're hoarse together.
Getting a divorce together.
That make perfect relationships. Kiss, kiss.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.